The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Thursday afternoon. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. A lot of the news about vaping. Yes, this was the ultra-safe alternative to smoking. We can encourage young people, teenagers, to vape, others to vape. Well, I was never convinced of the safety, and many others were not as well. And now, here is the headline. As the new school year begins, CDC says vaping linked to lung disease. As the new school year begins, parents have growing concerns over the vaping epidemic, according to a local story. And now the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is investigating the link between vaping and lung disease. It's a lengthy article. I won't bore you with all of it, but some important takeaways. Sports medicine physician and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Joseph Wilcox describes vaping as, quote, an overnight epidemic. We are seeing an explosion in the dangerous conditions that go along with vaping, and that's what's gotten the attention of the CDC. Doctors and health officials are also looking into cases of severe lung damage and breathing problems in more than a dozen states, including Ohio. Dr. Wilcox said, it really seems to be everywhere with population. Wilcox said the nicotine that's in the product is what makes it such a problem, especially among young people. Quote, it's at such a concentration that you're addicted very quickly. They have a lot of individuals fooled that it's a safe alternative, but it's not. It is not at all. So, just another warning. Well, not just the parents. A whole lot of adults are vaping as well. And it's just a reminder to take time to formulate your position, your opinion on the latest fad. I know I've said this before, and I don't mean to be overly critical, but when the vaping thing first came out, and it was being advertised as this super uber safe alternative to smoking. And some medical professionals were sounding a warning. Whoa. You know, hang on. We don't know the results yet. There hasn't been enough testing. Wait, you know. And possibly there needs to be some regulations because it could be harmful. and a very well-known, nationally syndicated conservative talk show host went on the air and went on a tantrum. It's completely safe. It's just water vapor, and it's just more government overreach, and it's the alarmists, and blah, blah. And, I mean, he went on a rampage. Well, we now know for sure that particularly the vaping products that contain nicotine are extremely addictive. Duh. We should have known that. We know that nicotine is addictive. But in addition to that, the water, even though it's water vapor, because of the concentration and the ingredients in the vapor, it is now being linked by several health experts on some very serious lung diseases, including lung cancer. So it does not look like it is a safe alternative to smoking. And in many ways, the jury is still out. So we just have to be careful not to jump on the bandwagon of the latest fad. Is it as dangerous as some health officials are saying? I don't know that we know yet. But there is enough caution, enough warning, that I think we should proceed very, very cautiously, particularly when it's our young people. All right, this is a Canadian story, but we know that many things that happen in Canada have their way of drifting south across the border. The Human Rights Act in Alberta, Canada, enacted by the Alberta Human Rights Commission, should be of great concern to all Canadians. And why should it concern us? Because similar legislation is being proposed for America. But get this story. Listen to this. A Canadian father may have violated his province's Human Rights Act by asking the age and gender of a potential babysitter. The single father, known in court documents only as Todd, is being investigated by the Alberta-Canada Human Rights Commission after a complaint was filed against him in 2017 by an applicant. An applicant for what? To babysit his kids. All right, here's the story in a nutshell. The dad, back in 2017, wanted to have dinner with a friend. He's a single dad. His kids are 8 and 5 years old. And so he placed a classified ad on a Canadian website. And I can't even pronounce it, but it's not important. Hey, I need a babysitter for my kids. I need references and so forth. Well, several people applied to be the babysitter. One of the individuals said that they knew CPR, first aid, had a clean criminal record, and had 7 years of experience taking care of children. Well, the father simply replied by asking, okay, that's great. Can I ask your age and your gender? The applicant responded, I'm male and 28 years old. Well, a day or two later, the father's dinner plans fell through, and so he stopped corresponding with the applicant. Now, this is, I think, very important. The guy who was responding to the ad to babysit, the 20-year-old male, didn't get the job. There was no contract. They just corresponded. And the father said, can I ask your age and gender? The guy says, yeah, I'm male and 28 years old. The dinner plans fell through, and so there was no further correspondence. Well, the 28-year-old male assumed that he was being discriminated against because he was a male, and the single father wasn't comfortable with a 28-year-old male watching his kids. Well, what if he was uncomfortable? He's the dad. He has a responsibility to protect his kids. Now, the father in this case says, no, that wasn't the case. I just didn't need the babysitter any further. Well, the 28-year-old male babysitter filed a complaint with the Alberta Human Rights Commission claiming age and gender discrimination. And he's quoted Section 8 of the Alberta Human Rights Act, which bans discrimination based on several categories, including age and gender. So the father is being taken to court because he didn't actually hire the 28-year-old male. Now, folks, I'm not a single father, but if I was and I had kids that were 8 and 5 and I just placed an ad and a 28-year-old male responds to the ad as a babysitter, I don't think I would have continued corresponding either, unless I knew the guy personally. Well, anyway. So he is being sued by the Alberta Human Rights Commission, and the only thing he did was ask the age and the gender of the babysitter, and he's been accused of age and gender discrimination. This is how bizarre and radical some of these anti-discrimination laws are. And that's why when they are proposed in our communities, we need to be very, very careful as to where they could lead. That's going to be an interesting case to follow to see how it turns out. And I'll do my best to keep an eye out for it. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, and I am a male, but no, I'm not 28 years old, and I don't want to babysit your kids. We'll be back.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. I was about to make a comment, and I thought better of it. I won't. Maybe one day I will. Yeah. Hey, just a quick shout out to the Wednesday night crowd at Genoa Church in Westerville. Those people are so cool, so sweet. Every once in a while, I have the opportunity, the privilege of teaching the pastor's Bible class on Wednesday nights at Genoa Church. And it's an incredible group, all different age groups. It's just a very diverse group and so responsive to God's word. It is just fun to be able to teach them. And many of them, in fact, most of them are listeners. And it was just fun being able to open God's word with them last night. It was just cool. Love doing it. Of course, I love any opportunity I have to teach or to preach God's word. And last night was certainly no exception. This story is this almost seems like a Babylon Bee story, a parody, a satire. But it's not. A Virginia real estate agent has resigned from her real estate office, her company. You know, most real estate agents work for an office where there are a whole bunch of agents in the office, you know. She resigned back in 2017 because she got in trouble with the Virginia Real Estate Board. This is the state board that oversees real estate agents in the state of Virginia. She got in trouble because her email signature. Here's what her email signature read. For faith and freedom, Jesus loves you, and with God, all things are possible. That was her email signature. If you went to her individual website, You know, again, if you know anything about real estate agencies, each individual agent has their own page, their own website. Well, her individual page included, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life," John 3:16. And then she says, "I am available to you when you need me." Okay, that was her individual page. And her individual email signature, "For faith and freedom, Jesus loves you, and with God all things are possible." She was disciplined. Her name is Hadassah Carter, and the Virginia Real Estate Board filed an official complaint against her because both messages, the board said, quote, violated the Virginia Fair Housing Code, which states use of words or symbols associated with a particular religion shall be evidence of an illegal preference. Say what? The Christian messages violated the Virginia Fair Housing Code, which states the use of words or symbols associated with a particular religion shall be evidence of an illegal preference. That's her signature on her email and on her own personal website. Now get this. Let me quote from the story. The board reached an agreement with her employer, which would be the real estate agency, that prevented her or any employee from posting religious statements or any communication or advertising material. So, her agency that she worked for capitulated, caved in, and said to the Virginia Real Estate Board, "Oh, no, don't sue us, don't punish us. We will make sure that none of our employees ever do anything like that again." Well, as a result, this Christian woman resigned. And her employer warned her that the board had said, listen to this, she resigned from that particular real estate agency, but her employers, the real estate agency, quote, warned her that the Virginia Real Estate Board had said it would track her license and would file another complaint against her if she re-adds her previous religious statements to her communications and website. So in other words, if she went to work for another real estate agency, the real estate board in Virginia would track her, find her, and punish her if she put any religious statements on her communication or her website again. As a result, this real estate agent has not practiced realty since 2017 because, quote, she fears making religious statements in connection with the realty practice because of possible action by the board. Well, fortunately, the ACLJ has filed a suit in state court against the board alleging violations of free speech and religious liberty guaranteed under the Virginia and the U.S. Constitutions. Can you imagine that? She has filed suit. The ACLJ is defending her. I promise we'll keep an eye on that lawsuit. Wow.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.